Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get inside the game. X's and O's, something related to the game from the other day from Mr. Richie here. And it's brought to us, as always, by our friends at Mattress Firm, where your budget stretches further. Visit Mattress Firm to find unbelievable prices on the widest range of famous name brands. All right, John, final of the year, X's and O's inside the game. What do you got?
Yeah, well, you know, I take notes during the game and I put asterisks by the stuff that I find interesting.
Yep.
And I guess today I'm just going to talk about the individuals who were in on these plays and how they look as an Eagle moving forward, in my opinion.
Oh, interesting.
It's not necessarily in line with what they did on these plays, actually.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Which is
so kind of like who you believe in and who you don't?
Yeah, but just for these specific plays.
Okay.
I felt like there were two runs in this game that were backbreakers. The 36-yard run by Mark Ingram and the end of the game, the Kamara first down that gave us no chance to have the ball back and allowed them to finish the game on the field.
Yep.
It was 17-14 Saints. And the Saints drive started on their minus 17-yard line. There was a 5-yard pass to Kamara and incomplete to Michael Thomas. It's 3rd and 5. It was very obvious that the defense that had been through that hellacious drive earlier needed to get off the field, or else this drive was going to go the distance and end up in points. And that was supported by the fact that Jim Schwartz decided to blitz on that 3rd and 5. Sent Malcolm on an overload. Traquan Smith, if you'll remember, made, you know, one of the few plays he made in this game on a ball that was behind him. Not a great throw, but he outfought Avonte Maddox for that ball. 1st and 10 comes up. The run defense is tired. Mark Ingram, running behind a fullback, busts it for 36 yards. They were in regular personnel, which is once upon a time the staple of the West Coast offense.
Sure.
A tailback, a fullback, two wide receivers, and a tight end. We matched that. They were in what was called weak left. The tight end is left. The fullback is offset right. And we matched it with nickel. So we only had two linebackers in the game. Nigel Bradham is in there, play side, weak side linebacker. He's getting led on by the fullback and got absolutely destroyed.
Oh, boy.
Now, I don't know. Nigel Bradham has made plays all over the field. We've seen it.
Especially lately.
Yes. But must have been exhausted because must have been out of practice taking on lead ISOs from fullbacks because it doesn't happen anymore. Wow. He got destroyed. I mean, flat back, like taken and put off his feet onto his back. And Maddox, who was there to make the play at cornerback, could have inserted, just stuck his face in the pile of Bradham. Like, I couldn't believe the lack of awareness by Avonte Maddox on this play. Got blocked, double blocked by the fullback. Unexpected to me, because I love the way Maddox sticks his face in there and seems to be smart and know where his help is, and he's a tough tackler. So he didn't fill inside, just got washed, lost in the wash. Ingram did a great job of setting up the blocks where he started out wide and cut right inside the block of the fullback. There were massive splits to start by the offensive line. You know, like they were far apart at the point of attack. So the defense could have said, hey, regular personnel, this looks like a run coming right here, like we saw later in the game. Remember when Michael Bennett made the tackle for loss in the backfield?
Sure.
It was very obvious what the play was going to be, but that was a backbreaker of a run. Bad plays by Bradham. Bad plays by Maddox. Twice Maddox. Two plays in a row. I still think Avonte Maddox is a huge part of this defense moving
forward.
Which
is his best position, John? Safety or corner?
Boy, I think if Rodney McLeod's not here, it's going to be safety.
Well, which do you think is his best position?
Well, he's smallish for the safety position, but he does throw his body around like a safety, which I like. I'd like to have some more size to be a little more versatile, make him a box defender at times, you know, like a linebacker, but he's nowhere close to a linebacker in size. He's got a lot to learn in terms of, you know, understanding the whole of the defense, like the play where he got himself blocked. But I really like his attitude and his athleticism, certainly. I think for, like I said, Rodney McLeod, if he's back, I think Maddox is going to be the slot and corner at times. But otherwise, I'd feel comfortable putting him in either spot. The last play of the game, we ended up, it's regular field. We know they're going to run. It's our chance to stop them and get the ball back. We put our goal line defense out there on the field in the middle of the field. So you got Leroy Reynolds, number 50 out there. You got Nate Gary out there. Nate Gary looked like he hadn't played all day in the way that he played on this play.
I barely had played, but
well, he was on special teams,
right,
that sort of thing.
You know what I mean.
But Nate Gary was unblocked in the hole. No one even touched him. We had 11 guys up at the line of scrimmage. Nate Gary right there. Kamara made him look foolish. Wow. Ran right by him. Just didn't even make a move. Just ran by him. Nate Gary tries the arm tackle. Kamara cuts it back. Nate Gary looked like a high schooler on that play. Now, and that was the game. 20 to 14, it was over. Those two run plays spelled, you know, the end of the game for this team. And Nigel Bradham, poor play on the one. Nigel Bradham is going to be the staple next year. Like Elliot said, I don't know Jordan Hicks. If someone decides to pay him, I don't think the Eagles will match it.
I agree.
But I feel certain that Nigel Bradham is part of the plans. He's getting paid.
Yeah.
He needs to play better. And Avante Maddox will be a starter next season. Nate Gary, Leroy Reynolds, they will be special teamers most likely, unless we can find someone younger and cheaper.
I view Hicks and Ajayi in a similar way. If you can get them cheap, you keep them. If someone else pays them, then you got to just say bye-bye. Both of them.
I think the fact that Darren Sproles looked so good at the end of the year could be interesting. I didn't think for a second that he would be back next season.
Yeah.
But I agree with you on the Ajayi front. We missed him bad. We need an every down back. We may draft a back early.
May have
this year.
To. Listen, Corey Clement not developing, not playing all that well this year hurt because he could have been a cheap year three option. Like when we talk about Foles and this guy and Brandon Graham and having this guy and all this financial stuff, it would have helped matters if you had a cheap, effective looking third year Corey Clement.
And he wasn't
now it's
that
like,
far off.
Now
That's
you don't even
thing.
Know if he makes the team. And look, I love the guy. I'm rooting for hell like him. But he just was not that effective this year.
I think this will be a bounce-back season for him. We saw the flashes of potential in year one. I don't know quite why it wasn't the same this year.
I think injury
had something to do with it early.
I think it was as...
And then they lost faith.
I think it was as strange a season as anyone on the Eagles had. Like, everyone else, I kind of understand why they went up or why they went down. I don't really understand why Corey Clement
wasn't
effective.
We know he had a quad injury. We know that quad injury, the way that it was applied to his performance, that to me was wrong. A quad injury doesn't last as long as the performance was down.
Think of it this way. In 2017, Wendell Smallwood was deactivated so Corey Clement could play, and Clement played a decent amount. In 2018, the roles got flipped, and then eventually Corey Clement was just injured and out.
And the fact that Wendell
Smallwood was playing more instead of Clement.
By the end of this season, Wendell Smallwood no longer was the guy that I was screaming at Deuce while watching the game. Deuce, why you got him in the game? I liked Wendell Smallwood. We know they already do.
Yeah.
So it is going to be an interesting year for the backs.
All right, 888-729-9494. Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman, their press conference at noon today. You'll hear it here on WIP.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.